Meanwhile, survivors have recounted their experiences of the earthquake as it struck the region. Local Jojo Kama was driving his motorcycle in front of a building when it collapsed.
My tears started to fall. It was the first time I experienced something that strong that I really couldn't stop myself from tearing up. I thought about my children and my niece. What if something had happened to them? Thank God they're okay, but my sibling's house collapsed.
Elizabeth Joy Serrano-Kijano is a teacher at Davao Occidental College and a resident of Matanao in Davao del Sur. She has told SBS Filipino that the quake brought back memories of the last big earthquake in 2019.
Trauma was there, and then the fear, because my two sons were at school, was almost 8 o'clock here in the Philippines. So it was really difficult to think a lot of things in one time. So we have to think about our safety at home and then the children at school. When we decided to go out, it was also a difficult decision because we were surrounded by a lot of coconut trees and palm trees. And we were afraid that it might fall to us.